FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. Our King John's Castle Visitor Centre brings to life over 800 years of local history. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
You're welcome back. China's ambassador to Ireland paid a visit to Clare yesterday. When he spoke about the potential he sees in furthering relations between this county and his country, His Excellency Dr. Yu Siouyang spoke in particular of the tourism that Clare can offer Chinese visitors, as well as how his countrymen can learn from Ireland's example when it comes to farming. Already, Clare is twinned with the Chinese province of Yunnan. It's about the size of Germany and has a population of over 45 million people. The ambassador spoke with Clare FM's James Mulhall about how the twinning has gone to date.
It's very good, actually, and both sides have very good exchanges and cooperation, and they have the cooperation in the cultural, educational, tourist, and trade, and also they still remember that both sides can have very good exchanges in the geopark of the exchanges and cooperation. You know, China's Yunnan is a very, very good multi-ethnic group province, and it is a multi kinds of diversity of the geographical features. They have very beautiful land cliffs with the all kinds of rocks and the beautiful. It is one of the best scenery in China. And you have the Moh of Cliff and with the water maritime scene there, and also with the beautiful scenery of the greenness. So this is by itself a very good field in the exchanges and the cooperation. And just several minutes ago, just now, when I had a conversation with your minister and your county mayors, they mentioned that both sides is the agricultural local province and the county. You have very, very good agricultural produce, and you also have the best Irish music festival. So this is all we can put together for the future cooperation.
With the link going back so long with the Yunnan province, I imagine trade would be one thing that you'd like to see develop. And I know you visited a local farm. Would maybe food trade be something potential to kind of, you know, establish a link between Clare and China?
Oh, sure. And we also visited one of the very wonderful, beautiful farms near this Shandong area. Also with Minister to be with the party secretary 2 weeks ago. And both sides talk about the cooperation of the dairy projects, dairy cooperation, and the beef, the potential trade for the beef cooperation, and also for the technology for how to have the safe and healthy, the James Lynch farm. We had a very good discussion, not only for simply the trade. I want the people in Clare County to know that the relations between China and this country is multi-layers. And it's a diversity of fields, not only trade, but those experiences and management that goes with the trade and investment. For example, how to have a stable and healthy food, how to make sure the beef and the cattle and the sheep are brought up with the best and the safest way, and how to have the best electricity systems for any end products to be traced back to find if anything go wrong, you can always find the where we can check up and make sure that people have the safest and the best food on the table. So all this, we Chinese people feel we should learn from the people here.
And just to look at the issue of Brexit then, it's going to probably influence how China links up with Europe as well. And Ireland being an English-speaking country, do you view kind of a boost in potential for Chinese-Irish relations?
Yeah, certainly. I think we look at Brexit as something happening inside European Union. I need to say that for China, we hope European Union can work out all the things among themselves. And we continue to hope that we still have a united European Union. We hope to have a prosperous, stronger European Union, including European Union single market. And we look at the European Union as a whole, still as a great partner of China in terms of trade, in terms of economic cooperation, and in terms of the political situation to maintain the global peace and stability in the world. And at the same time, we'll continue to develop our relations with United Kingdom and, of course, Ireland. Ireland, no matter with or without Brexit, Ireland always have your own advantages. Yes, as you said, the English speaking, you have very good education, higher education, you have good professionals, young professional educated people, and you have a common law which is widely applied and used all over the world in the trade, in the commodity activities. So now China have been putting more in Ireland. Now I'm here and 2 days later I will be participating the opening ceremony of one of the biggest bank of China, Bank of China. They are going to set up their branch here.
Just on a final note then, you mentioned this is your third visit to Clare. So on your visits to this county, what potential do you see here locally?
My first impression is tourism. You have beautiful streets. You really have the instant you see it, as today my wife gave me a very good statement, say, oh, beautiful, beautiful township. I should ask my brothers and sisters all came here. So this is, you have clean and tidy streets and the people are friendly. You have also this both ancient and modern combination. You have good, even the hotels, you first have to go through the bars, very beautiful bars. And to see nothing of the natural sceneries. I have driven the cars along the roads here, on the Hilly Road, on the what you call the maritime surf along the coast, West Atlantic Waves Road. And I drove along that road, and it's beautiful scenery. And the township suddenly give you a very, very good, very nice and cozy situation and conditions. My colleagues also have the similar impression. Yeah, very good. And I'm happy to hear that you also have the biggest Irish music festival in August, 13 to 21. I will be happy to be here, and we'll see more Chinese tourists to be attending this music.
His Excellency Ambassador of China to Ireland, Dr. U.C. O'Young, speaking with Clare FM's James Will Hall yesterday. And even in the Far East, they're looking forward to coming to Fla Ceann na hÉireann in Ennis in 2017. We'll be back with more of your comments in a moment.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.